On April 1st, the Peace Bridge was lit in blue. The intention was not meant to fool anybody.
We met Mayor Brown, and he issued a public proclamation recognizing the month of April as Parkinson's Awareness Month. And on the 18th, we have Niagara Falls, which will be lit in blue. The 24th, we have a Night of Hope for Parkinson's, which is our annual wine tasting event, and that is a fundraiser.
Pat Weigel is a co-founder of the National Parkinson Foundation of Western New York. She now serves as Director of Patient Services.
We started the community room at the mall here, our local McKinley Mall, and had 17 people, and we were nervous, and it's been going strong since then, and most people had told me that support groups will last about 2 years. That's about the most you'll get out of it, but we've been going for like 16 or more years.
Parkinson's carries debilitating effects to the afflicted, but Weigel notes that it is in no ways a death sentence. Getting that word out remains a challenge, despite the public battle with Parkinson's that has been waged by actor Michael J. Fox.
You know, as I see it, Jay, I see that what Michael has done is he's taken the challenges of Parkinson's and not let them take his life away. He's not letting Parkinson's be him. He is who he is despite the Parkinson's. And, you know, that is such an inspiration for a patient that has Parkinson's, that he can rise up from what it's doing to him physically and just completely show the person who he is, the strength of his character, and continue on his life work.
How prevalent is Parkinson's disease in Western New York?
The latest numbers that we have had were about 9,000. And according to this study that I've read from Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Missouri, they believe that the Midwest and the Northeastern has a higher population. Not certain why. A little more common in whites than African American, but they say it does cross all cultures.
There is growing evidence that genetics and environment play a large part in the development of Parkinson's. It's believed that exposure to certain chemicals and pesticides can lead to Parkinson's. The National Parkinson Foundation of Western New York is trying to get out the message that it is here to help.
Our main mission is to be sure that nobody stays home and deals with the challenges of Parkinson's alone. Our mission is to bring help and hope to them, to the Buffalo community, by helping to improve the quality of care through outreach and education.
And there's an undercurrent that perhaps people with Parkinson's are not reaching out.
Well, yeah, like I said, with the anxiety, depression, and sometimes motivation can be a problem for Parkinson's. People come and say we never knew that this existed. You know, we hope that, you know, any physicians in town would offer, you know, to their patients to come and share and, you know, not be isolated and just communicate with others and not have to just struggle alone.
You may see blue ribbons throughout the month of April, National Parkinson's Awareness Month. Look for blue lights on Niagara Falls on April 18th. And according to Weigel, the blue represents hope for Parkinson's patients.
New medications, treatment options, surgical. There's a couple of new drugs coming out. There's a new pump that has just been FDA approved where medication can be infused through a pump, which makes it a little easier on some patients who need to take medications sometimes every hour, every 2 hours. It's a disease that progresses slowly. It's not a death sentence, if you will. It's something you can live with support and exercise and a good comprehensive care team to take care of you.
For more information on Parkinson's, call 449-3795. The website is npfwny.org. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.